Hi there, Elisa.
Hi.
Hi there, Elisa. My name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm calling you in regards for the Depo Provera lawsuit inquiry. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good myself. Thanks for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
No worries. So did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
No worries. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
I'm really sorry to hear that as well. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, a.k.a. you haven't signed documents with another law firm, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming. And then you'll be filing this claim for yourself, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
All righty. And then was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
The brain? I see. I'm sorry to hear that. And then can I get the date of the diagnosis when you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
The date of the diagnosis was in December, because that's when around I got off of it.
Okay, so you were diagnosed in December?
Yeah, the 17th of December, 2021.
So December 17, 2021?
Yeah.
I see. Well, thank you for confirming that. Let me just put that here for you, okay? Bear with me. So that is going to be 12-17-2021. All right, and then can I get your date of birth, please?
July 29th, 1997.
You said that was July 29, 1997?
Yeah, correct.
Thank you. Alrighty, thank you. And then do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
No worries. Alright, and then for your birthday, you said that was 7/29/1997, correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And then did you use a name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Injection?
Yeah, did you use a name brand injectable Depo Provera?
The Depo Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Just the normal...
The normal Depo Provera?
Yeah.
I see. So it's asking which injectable did you use? It's Depo Provera, then the next one is Depo Sub-Q Provera, then the third one is just a generic version. Was it just Depo Provera, from your knowledge?
Yeah, just Depo Provera.
No worries,
yeah.
No worries. So you never took the generic version, correct?
No, all right. I didn't.
No worries. Thank you for confirming. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I did.
Alrighty. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to the diagnosis?
I would get them like every
3 months. That makes sense. Yeah. So that would accumulate to 4 times in a single year. So that would be a yes, right? Within 1 year, you confirm you had at least. Okay. Thank you for that. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? So did you use Depo Provera anytime after 1992?
Yes, I did.
Alrighty. And then this is just asking for your usage dates for the Depo Provera. First, we're going to start off when you first started using it. We'll start off with the year, okay?
Yes, it was in
2019 when you started was a year. And then do you recall the month in 2019 when you started?
Yes, in February.
All righty. And then do you recall the day in February of 2019, or is it best to just put the first?
I think just put the first. I'm not too sure.
Exactly. Yeah. That makes sense. No worries. So to the best of your knowledge, when you started was February 1st, 2019, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming. And then we're just going to need the stop date, so that we'll start off with the year for that. When you stopped using the Depo Provera?
2021.
And then what would be the month for 2021 when you stopped?
In December.
December. So, okay. And then the day, is it best to just put the 1st of December 2021?
It was, I think, towards the middle of the month.
The middle of the month? Like the 20th?
Yeah, like around there.
Best of your knowledge? Okay. So I put down December 20th of 2021 when you stopped using Depo. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that. And then... can you confirm your gender for me for the recorded line, please?
Female.
Thank you. And I apologize. It's required to ask. And then can you please confirm your marital status, single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I am single.
Thank you for confirming that. Mm-hmm. And then the spelling of your first name, I have E-L-I-S-A, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Thank you. And then the spelling of your last name, I have G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Thank you. I'm just going to put that down here on the intake.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so do you have a middle name so I can put down the initial, or is there no middle,
yeah,
middle name?
Yeah, I do. It's R. It's
R?
Raquel.
Yeah. R. Thank you for that. And then the last name, Gonzalez. That here, Elisa R. Gonzalez. Okay, thank you for that. And then, do you have a suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, the third, nothing like
no,
that, correct?
No.
Thank you for that. And then, in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security number? And it could be the last four as well.
6357.
65. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
6357.
6357. All right, thank you for that. And then I have an email here on file. It's ELISARGONZALEZ, the number 9, the number 7, at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. So it's basically your first name, then the last name of your initial R, and then Gonzalez97 at gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then the primary phone number I have on file here is 626-682-3457. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And then what's going to happen now, we're almost done here with the intake. After I hit the submit button, it's going to send mm-hmm. over some documents that require some signatures on your end. After you sign them, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. What's the best mm-hmm. contact preference for you when the attorneys reach out? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Either a phone call or an email, I think.
Phone or
email?
Okay, I see. But which one's like the best preference for you? Unfortunately, only let me pick one.
Probably just phone call, yeah.
Phone call? I got
yeah.
you. Okay. And then what's the best time of day for you to expect that phone call? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning or afternoon.
Morning? Okay.
Yeah.
Or afternoon. All right. And then can you confirm your home address with me, please?
It is 14231 Apple Blossom Lane, Moreno Valley, California.
All right, so I got 14231 Apple Blossom Lane, is that?
Yeah. And then Moreno Valley, California.
Is that Apple Valley?
No. Moreno Valley?
Oh, Moreno Valley. Let's see.
Yeah.
Is that in Corona? No, that's...
No, it's Riverside County. It's by Riverside.
No, you're fine. I'm sorry. It's in my end. Let me put it here on Google. Riverside. Yeah, I found it here right away. Oh, it's because Apple Blossom is together, I see. I put it spaced out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is together.
That's what it was. Yeah, no, it came up right away. So that's my fault. And then, is this a house or is there like an apartment, a number, a letter, or
no,
a unit number?
It's a house.
Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then, was the Depo Provera administrated by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
By a doctor, by a family
by
doctor.
By a doctor. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, I can help with this question as well. How many times was the injured party injected with the product? So, if you used it, let's see here. From 2019, I have the usage years. So you used it from 2019 from 2021. So that is 2020. So that was like what, 2 years of usage, and
yeah.
you used it, and you got four times each year.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that was around like eight times in total?
Yeah, like around eight times.
Okay, no worries. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And then it's asking here, what is the name of the doctor? Remember that administrated the Depo Provera, so the doctor that administrated
okay. it. His name is Rodolfo Rojas.
So Dr. Rojas. In Riverside, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, he came up right away, yeah. He's an MD,
mm-hmm.
family medicine. Yep. Rodolfo R. A and B Rojas. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in Moreno Valley. Thank you for that. Came up right away. And then it's asking for the name of the facility where the Depot Provera was administrated. Let's see, Kaiser Permanente Riverside Medical Center is one of his places I believe he's affiliated with. Is that where you went to see him?
I have the address. It's 10800.
You said it was
10800 Magnolia Avenue, Riverside.
Oh, it came up right over. Yeah, Kaiser Permanente Riverside Medical Center.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I found it right here. Thank you for that. You even have the address in handy.
Yeah, I remembered it.
Yeah, by memory. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the name of the facility. I got the phone number here as well for you. I'm just going to repeat it. I got 833-574-2273, and I got that off Google. That's with the same address, the Magnolia Avenue.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty. And then this can be any doctor for your what would be your prescribing doctor? Would it be Rodolfo, since he's your, like, family doctor, or is there another doctor that just prescribes you the medicine?
Yeah, it'd be him, yeah.
Okay, no worries, thank you. And is that the same address as well? Or you
Yeah.
Prescribing
so.
Facility name?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Got it right here. Got the address. Number right here. And then would you pick up your medicine, would it, like, the pharmacy name, would it be a CVS, a Walgreens, a Walmart when you prescribe your medicine?
Yeah, it was a Walgreens.
It was a Walgreens? Okay.
Yeah.
Walgreens. Do you recall the I can help you with the address as well. Do you recall, like, the street name?
It would be a different one sometimes.
Oh, different ones? You don't always go to the same Walgreens?
No.
Quick question. Did you ever pick up some prescriptions at that Kaiser Permanente Riverside, that address you provided?
Yeah, I did,
Okay, perfect. I could even just put that down. They're going to have that
records
as well.
That's
well, thank
cool
you for
you.
Providing that. Yeah, I'll put
thank
that.
You.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
They should have those records as well. Thank you. All right, and then what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both, or other?
I got both.
I got
you.
Okay, thank you. And then it's asking for the diagnosing doctor name. Was that the Rodolfo Rojas as well, or is there a different doctor that was the diagnosing doctor?
It was Dr. Dennis Kramer.
Dennis Hammer?
Yeah. Kramer's, like Kramer? With the
C? Oh, Kramers. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up. Riverside. Dennis E. Kramer, DL surgeon. Yeah, I think he came up Riverside. Let's see here. He's a neurosurgeon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came up right away. Dr. Dennis E. Kramer, DL. Yeah. Yeah, he's a neurosurgeon. I see here. Thank you. And then it's asking for the diagnosing facility name where Dennis diagnosed you. Was that at Kaiser Permanente? Was it a different hospital?
Riverside Community Hospital.
Okay, thank you for that. So you said that was Riverside Community Hospital. Yeah, that came up right away. Is that at 4445 Magnolia Avenue, Riverside?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. I looked it up with the address, and with the name of the facility. It came up right away. Thank you. Facility name. Got the address right here. Right, and then it's asking diagnosing doctor specialty. That would be neurosurgeon. I have it here.
Yeah.
Got that. And then was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No worries. Well, I'm glad I hear that. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Like, was there any surgery done, any medication,
yeah,
pain medication?
Yeah, I had surgery, radiation treatment, chemotherapy.
So you said surgery, chemotherapy. So I put down right now. Oh, sorry. Go on. I'm sorry.
And they gave me some pain medication.
Some pain medication. Okay. So with surgery, chemotherapy, by any chance, do you remember how many cycles for that chemotherapy? Like 6, 5 cycles, 4?
I did it for around 6 months.
So six cycles? I see.
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that. All right. So I put surgery, chemotherapy, 6 cycles, and then you said, and pain medication. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then treating doctor name, was that Dennis
as well?
Thank you for that. All right. We're almost done here. Facility name. And then were you retreated? Was that at Riverside Community Hospital as well with Dennis?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Got the address as well. Got the phone number. All right, and then last 3 questions here. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah, I was.
All righty. And then was this like, because it's asking what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Was this like after like December 17th of 2021? Was this like a couple of days after that you were hospitalized?
Yeah, okay. A couple of days after.
Okay. Would you, like 5 days after, 3 days after? What would you say? So put down a date here.
Like 3 days after, I think.
Okay, no worries. Yeah. So December 20th of 2021. Like 3 days after, I see. Alrighty. Alright, last 2 questions here. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
I do, yes.
Oh, okay. And then just an important question on that one, you do know those medical records exist, and that would be a yes, of course, since you even have those medical records in handy. I see.
Yes.
And then how can you provide these medical records? Would it be by mail or electronically or both?
Yeah, I have them in my storage, so I would have to find them. But yeah, I can do both, I think.
No worries, yeah. And then the attorney should be able to pull up your medical records. But if they do need them from you, they should know that you have them in storage. But everything should be good. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
Sure.
Yeah. Alrighty. All right. Bear with me here. It took me all the way to the top. I'm not sure why I did that. There you go. Sorry, I apologize. Took you up. All right. And then you said, okay, so does this emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Yes.
Oh, so they do live with you. Okay. And then can you provide me with their first name, please, the spelling of their first name?
Maria. M-A-R-I-A.
Perfect. And then what would be their initial of their last name?
G.
G. All right. For Gonzalez, but I'll put down G. And then what would be her phone number?
It would be, let me find it.
Take your time. Mm-hmm.
It is 213-575-7170.
Just going to repeat this just to confirm I have it correct. I have 213-575-7170. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. And then what would be the relationship towards you?
That's my mom.
Your mother. Okay, mother. And then it's asking for an emergency contact email. Would you like to provide yours instead, or would you like to provide your mother's?
You can put mine.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, no worries. I have it right here as well, so let me just get it. All righty. All righty. Yeah, that should be the last question here. So bear with me for like 30 seconds to a minute. I'm just going to make sure I didn't miss anything on my end before I click the submit button. But it does look like it's going to be Vigna who's going to be representing you. So bear with me here, like 30 seconds to a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Alrighty, everything looks great. I just hit the submit button, Alisa, so you should be receiving it any second. It should be coming under guadalupe@masstorchstrategies.com, okay?
Oh, okay, right. I see.
Perfect, yeah. And then while you review those documents and sign it, I'm going to mute myself on my end. I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send over to you on my direct line, okay? Because this isn't a callback number. So let me prep that message up, and I'll mute myself on my end. But just call me over if you have any questions or need help, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, Alisa, it does say completed on my end.
Yeah.
So you did a great job on those documents. So thank you on that. And then just want to confirm. Yeah, you're welcome. I just want to confirm before I let you go. Did you receive a text message on my direct 9? It says, hi, Alisa, this is Guadalupe.
Let me see.
It's from an area code of 949.
Yes, I did.
Oh, perfect. So that is my direct number, Alisa. Feel free to call or, you know, text me if you have any questions in the future in regards to your case. But like I said earlier, it's going to take a couple of business days. It shouldn't take long since you already signed those documents, but it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you, let you know the next steps. So any other questions you may have, feel free to ask those to the attorneys. They should answer every question you may have.
Okay.
All righty. Well, you have a blessed day, Alisa. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for all your help. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. Well, you have a beautiful day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.